Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and this week it's the Bob Parks Christmas Special.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Bob. Bob Parks, performance artist, painter, musician. What else are you? You're appearing in a documentary.
So. Coming up on BBC Four in spring, the R&B Feeling.
Right, which is...
Co-produced by... Marcus Werner Head, Nathaniel Mellors, co-produced by the BBC.
Right, and you are the subject of this documentary, your life story.
Yep.
Okay.
I've got a little poem here I wrote all about that. The whole situation. I was Buddy Holly, and I became James Brown. And that's the whole situation.
Very nice. So that's the whole poem.
That's the whole poem. And out right now is the cinematic event of the millennia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Get On Up, the James Brown story. It's good enough. It's got all the important stuff. It's got the mashed potato, and it's also got the mother popcorn, all the important dances.
Yeah, the mother popcorn. I haven't heard of that one. How does that go?
It's in Papa's got a brand new bag when he gets into his popcorn era. It gets really freaky, and then he goes funk where he loses it, really, in my opinion.
Okay, so we started with the track Joy to the World.
Madeline Bell, and she was came over, she formed Blue Mink, but she came over with Dr. Alex Bradford, and this show, Black Nativity, I think it was 64. It was at the Playhouse Theatre over the river there, opposite the Royal Festival Hall.
Yeah.
And I went with my brother, and it was the first time in England that we'd seen a black gospel choir.
Okay.
And we were in the balcony, and he was saying things like, "And God wants you, and he wants you, and he wants you." And we all started clapping. And it's the first time that all the bowler hatted. They all put their hats down and started unstiffening themselves, really. It was a breakthrough, really.
So this is from Black Nativity, which was a gospel on Broadway.
It was.
A musical by Langston Hughes, in fact.
Yeah, Yvette Carroll did put it together. And then she put another one together 10, 15 years later in LA, which was, I saw it there, and it was Your Arms Too Short to Box with God, which was the Easter story. And a guy played the devil. And I thought he played it so realistically that one started really to wonder how far an actor should be judged for how much they can allowed to get away with by getting into character, which I suppose we'll get onto that in.
Okay.
Can we get into the first track? Right away. This is a shout for Nicky Brown, who I don't think he's going to listen, so it's an esoteric one. So anyhow, Carol, if you're listening, tell Nicky to listen in on the Williams line there. So it's Andre Crouch, I'll Be Thinking of You. So what I'm doing is playing contemporary gospel from everyone in Kojic, mainly in England.
What's Kojic?
Church of God in Christ. It's the original Holy Roller Church, started in Memphis, 1907. and it was an offshoot of the Baptist Church, which then spread to the West Coast and all over the place. And then the African Caribbean community brought it over with the Windrush in the early 50s. And I found out about it in Tottenham at the Central Methodist Hall.
Yeah, and you actually take part, don't you, sometimes? Don't you sing?
I've been going for the last 20-odd years, right, or plus. And it's in the movie, actually. Everyone came down for Mum's funeral from the gospel church and sung in for that. So yeah, that's all in the movie. Jazz and blues are different soul beats from gospel music, so that's like the source of my interest in rhythm and blues.
So what's this first track, then? What are we
going to do? Andre Crouch. Now, this is the time we had... I'd set up for us to back Fontella Bass with David Jones at Sirius at the Barbican. And Nicholas was there coordinating things, and Andre Crouch was in town and he backed out. He left me holding the baby, basically, and so I don't know. Yeah. Anyhow.
Was that with David Peaston?
That's it. That's the one. You were there, weren't you?
I went to one of those concerts.
Yeah, David Peaston. It's her brother.
Right.
And she wanted us to sing, what was a big hit? With that great beeline.
Rescue Me.
No, it's not. Nobody would sing that. But anyhow, so this is it. So it's contemporary gospel, so I've got to play it, man.
Yeah.
All of this stuff.
So what's the first track?
I'll Be Thinking of You.
So who was that, Bob?
Andre Crouch. Now, he's the son of Benjamin Crouch. He was Bishop Crouch while we were in L.A. He was the head of the California contingent of the Church of God in Christ. Superintendent White, he died. He was a pastor. And at his funeral, Mum went, and Bishop Crouch was officiating. And you know what they played? It was like time stood still. It was When the Saints Go Marching In.
Okay.
It was like, and then they did a thing, for the blood of Jesus, for the blood of, you know, like, and then someone grabbed the mic and said, well, he's coming back again, just like, oh man, they really got set loose on that right. Gospel thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that. So it's Andre Crouch. And yeah, so you can see the change. It's right into soul.
Yeah.
No screaming in that. So I'm going along with that.
So was that track sort of released as a commercial record, or is it sort of
probably,
pure,
yeah, that's when Shirley Caesar and stuff like that, she got the, well, they did the cover version, No Charge, wasn't it? It was a hit in the 70s in England.
But does it fall into that sort of area of what you might call, it's not exactly secular gospel, but it's kind of like gospel where the words are kind of ambiguous. You don't know whether it's about a person or actually religious.
That's right. And it was mid-70s, really. And there was some, like, there was a group, an English group, Kokomo. I saw them in LA. They got that kind of same vibe. It's very close to, it sort of moved over
because,
into
because the lyrics are sort of, I think of you, but you don't know whether it's actually a gospel message or whether
it's... I'll be praying for you when she comes in. You see, that's a clue. And that's also the thing, what was interesting, the Shirley Caesar, she says, goes, which was a bit that was cut out of it in the secular version, made the Hot 20, because she goes on about God, you see, and that's the bit that got cut out of it.
Oh,
but
really?
It's really, it's an original. I mean, a lot of the songs start life, the pop songs, as gospel songs, and they get all the God references cut out of them.
Right, okay.
And they got to be, and people are happy with that. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
It's, it's only a word, isn't it? Okay. That's rather controversial, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what I wanted to do is, I'll bring it back to the movie, because we did the last bit of filming about a week or two. Marcus came down to the New Forest, and afterwards I thought of everything I wanted to say, you see, as one always does. So I thought I could use the first bit of this programme just to say a couple of things. And then I want to get into the next track, so I want to keep the thing moving up. Right, Mum's up in heaven now, because Mum was killed in a car crash and I was driving. I think we've hit that in earlier things.
Yeah.
It's a car. Making all these great things happen, well, for me anyhow, and I'll get on to that. Now, by being dead, she's been freed up in spirit, and in that form she can function more efficiently, which is why our relationship was all about setting this up, this situation, and all these thousand psychotic incidents that I've had over the last 20 or 30 years were all about the build-up for that. So that's just wanted to put that out.
What kind of psychotic incidents?
What happened was, I came back talking about process from America in 1982. Mum's working class, and, you know, like, go into Southampton, there's a sale on, instead of going to the first shop, sit down on a park bench and decide which shop you want to go to. You know, write them down and then make a decision rather than acting impulsively or impetuously.
Yeah.
And that's process. You're thinking about thinking. So I would start talking to Mum about that. I didn't really know what it was. And, of course, Los Angeles is process-ville. Everyone's literally tied up completely in process there. But I hadn't noticed that at the time. So, like, having that mindset and returning to England with it and not being able to readjust anyhow.
Yeah.
So I stayed on in that bag. And what happened was, the more I talked about process, the less that she'd understand it. The more polarised the situation became, the more frustrated, and I sort of got into these shouting situations.
Oh, really?
Really psychotic. And 25 hours, they always lasted 25 hours, and I just...
25 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, what, of continuous shouting?
Yeah. Well, no, it started off slowly, and I got a point where I could, a point of no return. And I was swearing. I mean, very abusive. I mean, fortunately, I'm a pacifist, but verbally. And Mum took everything.
Right.
And because it was spiritual, we believed.
Yes.
And all of that, whatever it was, I did a deal with her that when she died, I had a lay down on a door panel, which was a part of a triptych, and traced around the door panel and then sealed it in red oil paint with that she'd take my psychosis with her when she died.
Right.
This will all unfold when I get on to the next bit about voodoo. And okay. Let's play the next track, if I may.
Sure.
Now, I really wanted to play the Tasha Cobbs one, Break Every Chain, which would go out to Sister Winnetta in Los Angeles. That's my church, Starlight Church of God in Christ. Hi there, Neil and Winnetta and Tanisha and everyone, all the whole thing. Well, anyhow... this is we messed up on that. We couldn't quite, because the live version's difficult to get from YouTube. So I'm going to send this next one out, which is it's good, man. It's I Know Who I Am by Sinach. It's very dancey and catchy, so it's like pop, but really good. It's contemporary gospel.
All I require for life, God has given me.
sounds like it kind of goes on and on and on.
It does, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not quite the end of the track, is it? But that's the end of it on here.
Yeah, yeah, no. It's never ending, isn't it? Well, the inspiration for this was, for me, for gospel, was Ecstatic Religion. I had a friend in America who was a comparative mythologist. And she said, well, you want to go to West Africa to find out about Ecstatic, if you want to find out about rhythm and blues, that's the source of it. Which led me to wanting to find out about voodoo, right, as underpinning the mores that are based. Where does Ecstatic Religion come? Where is this thing? So I went there. First I went out to Haiti, and I talked to the chief voodoo priest, Max Beauvoir, who was a biochemist. His grandfather was the chief. Wow. And I went to Peristyle Mariana and sung Stand By Me to him, actually. And he said that Haiti's waiting for the rest of the world to slow down, to catch up, basically. This right. is, yeah. And
when was this? When did
this
you
was,
go to
I don't know, that was a year before I went out. That was a year before the great earthquake in Haiti.
Right.
Precisely a year later, I then went to Ouidah, Benin. Hmm. The guy who was in the British consulate, it was actually in Dollis Hill. It was a car park where the Ouidah end, well, it looked like it, you know, an industrial estate, anyhow. Yeah. And he had this posh plum BBC Three accent, and yeah. he was talking to me, and he said, yeah, you want to go out there? You know, it's like a communist society. He said, I'd join it. He said he's got this story that the... it was the new leader. Well, he had his friend who was actually a high flyer, part of the World Bank, and he was. He said that the new president had said to him. He said, since we've had the revolution, because it was a Marxist revolution they had in Benin. Mm. Now we've got the revolution in place. We've got to start controlling the weather. And the garden party, so he goes down to Madame So-and-so around the corner, and it's the rainy season, and it's monsoon, and the garden party is at 12. When the rain stops immediately at 12, you see, and then it's through 6 in the evening, when the rain starts again. That's voodoo, he said. Right, so right. That's that. Anyhow, what I want to say, there was a thing about, you know, Basquiat. Jean-Claude, the Andy Warhol.
Basquiat. Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Anyhow, I saw a film about him, a short film.
Okay.
And what it was, apparently he went out to, I don't think it was Togo or somewhere, or Sierra Leone or something like that. And he wanted to find out about the real religion and stuff like that. And then he happened upon this ceremony by the sea, and he got drawn into it. And then apparently 2 years later, he was found dead in his apartment, unable to deal with the spirits that had been released in the ceremony, you see. So
this is Basquiat we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet him?
No, this is in the short film about his life.
Okay.
It was the London Film Festival.
Fair enough.
But I used that as a sort of intro to what I did. I took part, I paid for 3 ceremonies. I had one, I had a goat sacrificed and various things.
Oh, what's that? A goat?
Goat.
Yes.
And then a dog and a cat and various things. The power comes out of the animal into you. And what happened was that, oh, gosh, I'm a senior moment here, see.
That's right.
But anyway.
There's always one.
Yeah. It's always one. Anyway, did that. And then I had the leading diviner in Benin. I found my god, which was Lisa. And I got the fetish that I bring home. And I managed to get smuggle it through customs, and you blow on it 3 times.
Yeah.
And as a Christian, I found that a bit. I haven't done it. I did it once, but I can't really bring myself to do it. I think it should find that we should find out about other things, because people are terrified, but they're terrified of ignorance mainly.
So Lisa is the name of your god.
Would
saying?
Be, yeah. If I were to,
if you embrace
get
this
into
thing.
And embrace it, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyhow, as a consequence, what happened after this? You see. We found this headless bird, actually, in the voodoo garden by the museum of my guide. His mother was the princess of the Agungung, who are the real nasty ones, and she took part in this one of the ceremonies. And I had the night police, all these people dressed up as haystacks and twirl all in a state of possession, 16 of them twirling around in the other ceremony in Grand Popo that I'd paid for. But anyhow... after the car crash, I wrote a rap. He helped me write this rap, anyhow, so my brother's, my sister-in-law died. Not, this isn't directly connected. Then Tom was able to come over from Australia to help me with Mum, and I've been her carer. She's 93 at that time.
Yeah.
Which had freed me up to get into this the things going out to Los Angeles for Pacific Standard Time. There was a, Getty had made $10 million available to establish Los Angeles as a world art center. And there were roving shows for 6 months, right down from San Diego up to Santa Barbara, of artists from the 40s right up to the 70s or 80s. I'd never seen them. You know, Robert Irwin, all the biggies.
Yeah.
And it was a terrific thing. Anyhow, that's where I met Nathaniel Mellers and we got into the film, but that'll come later.
Hmm.
Then I killed Mum in a car crash.
When was that? That's
a year and a half, nearly two years ago now.
Right.
And then, which freed me up to devote my time full-time to art. Now I'm retired. It's like being back at art school. Then I had a show at Birmingham where I got a rave review in Freeze magazine in the November, December, 73, 03, 13. Yeah. And then the came through the BBC were co-producing the movie.
There's a nice trailer for it, isn't there, on Vimeo?
Yeah, the R&B feeling. Google that and you'll get it.
Yeah, you can see. How do the people find it? Just the R&B feeling with Bob Parks.
No, just the R&B feeling will get it.
Well, that finds the trailer for this movie.
Right. Yep. Can we get on to the next track now,
indeed,
which is Charles Jenkins. That's the one they sing at church a lot. Awesome. It's very dramatic. It's a great song, man.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. It's the worship song that says this: our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say, come on, somebody. Celebrate the awesome God.
Can I send that one out to? Okay, go on.
Send it out, and then I'll say.
Sister
word.
Janet, and she's the mum of Nikki Brown. So that's Sister Janet. But okay. I want to say about
Sister Janet. Why?
She's Kojuk.
Up in Tottenham.
Tottenham, yeah.
I should just briefly say, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and this is the Bob Parks Christmas special. Bob Parks is a regular visitor to this programme, and this week I asked Bob to compile a list of tracks sort of for Christmas, really. It has a very strong gospel flavour.
Yeah.
Totally at odds with my programme has what's called multiple agendas.
Yeah.
And last week we showed a film, a silent film, which included Bobby Driscoll dressed as a nun in a film called Dirt.
Uh-huh.
That was sort of put together in a way or inspired by Ed Baxter, the director of Resonance, who, if he hears this, the repeat of this programme, will probably be crawling under the desk.
Oh, but brilliant. Because I tell you what, this is coming. Oh, my hearing. If I bash it, it comes in.
It repeats on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I've lost one ear, stereophonic in here. I'll carry on.
Mine are okay.
Okay, you're right.
Try these.
Okay.
Try these. We're just swapping headphones now so that Bob can... is that any better? Can you hear anything better now?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, it's all right, fine. I've forgotten what I was talking about. I can't hear anything, actually, in this.
Oh, no, okay. We'll go back to the other one.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I know.
Sorry about that.
Don't worry. It's... Nicky, apparently, I met with him at the studio he's recording. I forget, and it's a big studio up in North London. And he's wild about doing... Well, I've got this project. Mother Reynolds from church, who was the contact in America, actually. It's a long story. I won't quite go into it. But anyhow, in the 70s and 80s, we had a 600-piece gospel choir that played all the big venues in the Royal Albert Hall and everything. I'm going to try to resurrect those. And with Nicky's... And I'm going to apply to Archangel. I've commissioned Ivan Moody, the composer, to write something to go with this crucifixion that I've done in encaustic. It's like he's a Greek Orthodox priest, and it's minimal. His teacher was John Taverner. Actually, they had a good celebration to him last week with the Bach Choir. It was quite moving, actually, quite powerful. But I want to commission Nicholas to write a piece for a 600-piece gospel choir. I want to put on at Birmingham Cathedral, Canvey Island. The I've got a church there that'll do it.
Yeah.
Luton headquarters and Royal Festival Hall, which I work at, and I've been on at them for years and so on.
Now, that sounds very ambitious.
Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It all is. My whole life is ambitious.
You have a connection with Canvey Island, don't you? What's the...
That's the Thames Delta, the home of rhythm and blues in England. In the Second World War, it was notorious because all the EastEnders would have their flirts, their affairs, and it had rather a sort of gangstery kind of image. But my grandfather had a bungalow, Tarrywhile, in Dovercliff Road that we used to go, as little boys, we used to go. It's the closest seaside resort to London, actually, even closer than Southend. It's quite a well-kept secret, and there's an enclave of the remaining EastEnders in a sort of gated community on Canvey Island. Well, Peter Green is there, actually, from... His parents are there, and I think he sort of might be. Somebody might be there.
He might be.
So anyhow. Yeah, so that. Anyhow, now, this is the next thing I did, which I haven't got it with me, because I forgot. Anyhow, there's not enough time to do all this, but I've been writing an essay on Malevich, and he brought the spiritual component into art with his suprematism. What I'm calling this essay, and I'm really getting into it, man, it's like from Gustav Moreau to Kazimir Malevich, the unexplored side of totalitarianism. And apparently he was one of the founding fathers of totalitarianism, along with D'Annunzio. It had its roots in the symbolist movement. Wiesmann, Arabo was a big... Desessiens was a friend, modelled on Robert de Montesquieu, Count Robert de Montesquieu, who was a friend of D'Annunzio. D'Annunzio, unfortunately, went on to found fascism and was both Mussolini and Hitler's inspiration.
Right.
Whereas Wiesmann went on to be a Trappist monk and so on. Anyhow, that's another story, which I'll get on to at another time. But Look, let's just play another track.
Were you telling me that at the Malevich exhibition you dressed up as a monk? And
What the idea was, I found this place on the internet because I wanted to get a monk's garment. Yeah. And actually, for Christmas, I'm going to Benedictine Monastery for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Boxing Day on the Isle of Wight. It's Core Abbey. And it's terrific. It's just fantastic. I've never done anything like that before. But anyhow, this monastery garment maker in San Francisco, he did my Franciscan monk first. And I thought, well, let go the whole way. And I got him to do a Russian Orthodox, the inner Rasa and the outer Rasa.
Yeah.
And anyhow, I thought, well, in tribute, the idea was to do a tribute to Kazimir Malevich's Black Square by personifying it. So taking the next stage from the black square on a canvas to being it. Right. So I stood there, I wore it in, and I stood there for about half hour in front of it as a, that was my, I don't know, notice or whatever, that sort of thing, but
I'm
I did
sure
it.
I would have thought so. With a black pointed hat and everything.
No, I didn't have the hat.
Oh, did it not?
No, because I got my hair. I thought that would go.
Yeah, well, yeah. It has to be said, Bob has a full head of white hair.
Yeah.
More than full, in fact. Almost like a halo.
Yeah, anyway. That's the one. Yeah, All right, so can I get on to my next track? Do you
Absolutely.
Mind? Okay, right, this goes out to, this is Sister Carol and brother Durrell. Now, they're married, but Durrell was at Tottenham, and Carol was the head of the workshop choir. And then she doesn't mess around when she starts to sing. But anyhow, this goes out to Durrell, and it's Walter Hopkins. It's the brother of Edwin. And it's called The Question Is. This was the only one. I said, can you give me one, your favourite? This is the only one he kept. This is the only one I want played. So this is The Question Is by Walter Hopkins.
Right.
Yeah.
Love all my enemies.
So who was that, Bob?
Walter Hopkins. That's, you know, Oh Lucky Day's brother.
Oh, the Edwin Hawkins singers.
Oh, that, it wasn't called What the Question Is. It's What Is This? I'm sorry, that was the Winans. I got them muddled up.
That's all right.
You're gone.
Okay.
All right. Can I get on?
Absolutely.
Right, the human ecology movement was the thing that I kind of got interested in, which is like indigenous belief systems. Apparently, like in Africa, that's, I know it's in a European construct that doesn't exist, but anyhow, let's go along with that as a term. Apparently, land was a trusteeship, like the elders would vote for who was the most spiritual, and whoever that was would have trusteeship over the land. And then the Christians came and started owning lands and backing it up with guns. Hmm. And it really confused people.
Right.
Didn't know what on earth was going on. Yeah. And this is all in the name of God. And just rather a contradiction in terms. So out of that, I got in touch with, there's a reference to the ascetic call homilies of Isaac the Syrian. He was one of the desert saints. And I've been reading this like for the past 2.5 years, about a page a day. It's quite long. It's fantastic. It's like it's written yesterday. It's like a how to become a monk, basically. I can't do it, but it's just, again, I didn't bring it along, but it's so right on, it's just out of the question. Hmm. That was that. Now, what else? I've got some.
And is Isaac the Syrian a Christian?
One of the desert fathers.
Okay.
He went out, you know, in the 7th century. Really, all the art of the world now is in museums. So, in a way, the stance... Hmm. of modern art is one of sainthood. I mean, doesn't have all the ascetic. It's got the ascetic, but not the ascetic trappings. Mm. I.e., you know, it doesn't do without food and go for humility in a big way, which is the whole, you know, the dimension of the spiritual that you get into. And he talked so coherently; it's as though it was written yesterday. It's mind blowing. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Okay.
Now, just a couple of other. What this is. I wanted to tell you about when, I forget something earlier we were talking about. Mm. Anyhow, it's like, let's get back to punk rock. And apparently, I'm in the Diocese of Winchester, and there's two bishops now in control of that. One's Bishop Jonathan, who's based in Southampton. And he came to our church, was being reopened. We'd done it over, and he reopened the thing. And I keep on telling him about stuff that I'm doing.
When you say your church, where's this? Which one is this?
In Sway. It's
in
a village.
In Sway, in the New Forest.
In New Forest, yeah. Okay. We've got Sing Sway, which is a choral group. We did the Advent carol service just last week. Went down really well, actually. But anyhow, I sent him because he was talking about, the sermon was all about old LPs.
Oh, really?
I was into, because something sentimental, you know, and all that psychologically, it's a way into mental health difficulties through sentiment. That's another story on top of that. I won't even get into that because that'll.
Okay.
Anyhow, so I sent him an LP that I'd done that Nathaniel had produced. And.
Which is called the...
The R&B Feeling.
The R&B Feeling on Junior Aspirin Records.
That's the one, yeah. And that's where I met you through that,
indeed,
actually.
Anyhow,
I sent him a copy of that. Because he said in his thing that the postman, he was laughing. You know, he said, you've got this LP thinking about punk rock. He said, actually, I've got a confession that I was a big Sex Pistols fan when I was in my youth, you see. And there's this LP, this book out from Ashgate, again, I'm not going to get hold of it, called Seditious Theology. It likens Christianity with the punk rock movement. So I'm very curious to make that... That particular connection. So can I, one more track, man.
Absolutely.
It's a long one.
All right.
And then if we've got time to round it off with a little bit more Christmassy gospel. But this is about an 8-minute track. And
that's quite long, isn't it?
It takes up...
Well, who's this by?
This is the last shout. This is going out to Sister Carol. She's a big Winans fan. So it's Vicky Winan, Safe in His Arms. So maybe we just call it a day with that one.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We might just have a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, we've got the wrong track. It's the next track.
You want track 6?
Yeah, I don't want the Winans.
Okay, so what's this one?
This is Safe in His Arms, Vicky Winan. You were playing The Question Is, which I got the title wrong to, the Winans. Okay.
Fair enough.
It's number 6. You got it.
Hallelujah. in a meadow's grassy air. And then he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restored my failing hand, and he helps me to do what honest number wants here. That's why I'm safe. I feel so safe. That's why I'm safe. Me rest in a meadow's grassy air, and then he leads me beside the quiet stream, and he restores my failing hand, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe, y'all. I feel safe. That's why I'm safe. To rest in a meadow's grass, I guarantee. And then he'll lead you beside the quiet stream. He'll restore your failing health, and he'll help you to do what honors him the most, y'all. Don't you feel safe? Don't you feel safe? Oh, yes, we're safe.
listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And this was the Bob Parks Christmas special. Any greetings for people, Bob?
Yeah, well, happy Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
And a prosperous new year. And that's it, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll be coming back in the new year to do a Malevich program.
Malevich,
dressed as a monk.
Well, yes, I'll have the Russian Orthodox outfit on.
Right.
And that's the comparison between from Gustav Moreau to Kazimir Malevich, the unexplored side of totalitarianism.
So yeah.
That's, and then I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the theatre group as well that I'm in for people with mental illness.
Right. And you're spending Christmas in a monastery on the Isle of Wight?
That's it.
For 3 days?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Bob. And thank you for coming in.
Same to you, William. And to all the, to everyone in Radio Land.
The devil can't get me. He can't find me. I'll be hidden under the sound of his own.